There is a tree so remarkable that it not only produces food for your family, but also high-protein feed that fattens your livestock better than anything you can buy. It also gives you harvestable wood, rebuilds your exhausted soil, and keeps producing for 100 years from a single planting. Deep roots pull nutrients from 20 feet down where your crops cannot reach. Leaves with 25% protein, more than alfalfa that you are paying $300 a ton for. Fruit that feeds your children. Wood that builds your barn. And constant leaf drop that brings your dead soil back to life without a single bag of fertilizer. One planting, one century of abundance. No annual seed bills. No chemical dependency. No begging dealers for credit every spring. And in 1970, the USDA officially labeled it of little commercial value. Not because it failed your grandfather, but because it worked so well, it threatened an industry worth $435 billion built on keeping you dependent. This is the mulberry tree. And what they did to erase it from your land, your education, and your future explains exactly why you are struggling while they are profiting. Welcome to Nature's Hidden Archive. The story begins not with modern agriculture, but with farmers who understood what we've been forced to forget. For over 4,000 years, from ancient China to colonial America, mulberry trees weren't just planted, they were treasured as farm infrastructure. Your great-great-grandfather knew what the seed companies don't want you to remember. One tree, multiple incomes, permanent production. The leaves contain 18% to 25% crude protein. That's higher than the alfalfa you're buying at $300 per ton. Higher than the soybean meal you're financing every month. Your livestock, cattle, goats, chickens, and pigs will gain weight faster on fresh mulberry leaves than on the commercial feed that's bankrupting you. And you never have to replant it. The fruit is sweet, abundant, and loaded with antioxidants. One mature tree produces 30 to 50 pounds annually for decades. Your family eats for free while your neighbor's kids are eating processed food from a system that poisons them for profit. The wood is dense, workable, and rot-resistant. Your grandfather built fences with it, tool handles, furniture that lasted generations. Not the particle board garbage that falls apart in 5 years so you'll buy it again. But here's what makes mulberry dangerous to the system draining you dry. The roots drive down 15 to 20 feet into the subsoil, pulling up calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and trace minerals from geological layers your annual crops will never touch. Then the tree drops those leaves constantly, all season long. As they decompose, all those deep earth minerals return to your topsoil. You are not depleting your land anymore. You are building it every year without a single bag of synthetic fertilizer made from natural gas and priced to extract every dollar you will ever make. The tree grows in poor soil. It tolerates drought that kills everything else. You can cut it to the ground and it resprouts. You can abuse it and it survives. For 80 to 100 years, from one planting. This is not a crop. This is an entire system. Feed, food, fertilizer, timber, soil regeneration, income security. And they convinced you it was worthless. Now let's talk about why they had to make you forget this tree existed. Because every mulberry tree you plant is money they do not make. Look at what one tree replaces. Purchased feed. You are spending $300 to $500 per ton on alfalfa. Another $400 per ton on protein supplements. That is $3,000 to $8,000 per year for a small herd. Money leaving your farm every single month. One mature mulberry tree produces 100 to 200 pounds of protein-rich leaves per year. Free? Forever. Annual forage planting. Every spring you are buying forage seeds, preparing ground, planting and praying it does not fail. Then doing it all again next year. The seed companies get paid every single time. You plant mulberry once. It produces for a century. Fertilizer. You are buying nitrogen at $800 per ton because your soil is dead. It is dead because the system taught you to extract without ever giving back. So you buy their fertilizer, which temporarily grows a crop, which further depletes your soil, which means you will need more fertilizer next year. It is not agriculture. It is a subscription service. Mulberry breaks the cycle. Those deep roots mine minerals. Those falling leaves rebuild soil. You are not buying inputs anymore. You are building wealth. External food supply. Your family is buying fruit at the grocery store that was picked unripe, shipped 2,000 miles, and priced to keep you just broke enough to keep working, but never wealthy enough to be free. Mulberry fruit is free. Abundant. Nutritious. On your land. Under your control. Here is what the agricultural industry figured out in the 1950s. A farmer with a mulberry tree is a farmer they cannot control. You are not calling the feed supplier every month. You are not financing seed every spring. You are not desperately buying fertilizer to keep your depleted soil alive one more season. You are independent. And independent farmers do not generate $435 billion in annual revenue for an industry built on your dependence. Industrial agriculture does not reward resilience. It punishes it, because a resilient farmer does not need them. A dependent farmer has no choice. That is why mulberry had to go. Not because it did not work, but because it worked so well, it threatened the entire business model of modern agriculture. Here's how they took it from you without you even noticing. They didn't ban mulberry. That would have been too obvious. Instead, they did something far more effective. They relabeled it. By 1970, the USDA officially classified mulberry as of little commercial value. Not to you. Mulberry was incredibly valuable to you. But to the system that needs you buying products every season, to the corporations that consolidated seed, chemical, and feed markets, to the banks financing your annual inputs, mulberry was worse than worthless. It was a threat. So they branded it messy. Those falling leaves that rebuild your soil were called messy. The fruit that feeds your family for free, they said, stains sidewalks. The wood your grandfather built with, they labeled low grade. They did not have to make it illegal. They just had to make it seem unsuitable for real farming. And what is real farming? According to the universities they fund, the extension offices they influence, and the textbooks they approve, real farming is monoculture. Annual crops, mechanized harvest of a single output that fits commodity markets. Real farming requires you to buy. Mulberry does not fit that definition. It produces multiple outputs. It is not mechanized. It does not fit commodity pricing. And most unforgivably, it does not generate annual seed sales. So it had to be reclassified from agricultural asset to non-commercial specialty. Agricultural education. In 1950, land-grant universities taught mulberry management. By 1980, it had disappeared from curricula entirely. Not because the biology changed, but because federal research funding shifted to crops that supported the input industry. The professors teaching your son? They were never taught about mulberry. They cannot recommend what they do not know exists. Extension services. Your county extension agent stopped publishing mulberry information in the 1970s. The guides vanished. When you called asking about feed alternatives, they handed you a pamphlet on hybrid corn and soybean meal. Both require annual purchase. Research priorities. Between 1970 and 2000, federal agricultural re- Search funding for us perennial multi-purpose trees dropped 78%. Funding for annual commodity crops increased 340%. They were not researching how to help you become independent. They were researching how to make you more dependent. Subsidy structures. Government subsidies reward single output annual crops. Corn, soybeans, wheat, mulberry. Not subsidized, not incentivized, not even recognized. If you wanted to establish mulberry, you were on your own. But if you wanted to plant GMO corn that requires patented seeds and specific herbicides every year, they would help finance that. By 1990, mulberry had been erased from university curricula, extension recommendations, federal research priorities, subsidy programs, seed catalogs, and agricultural policy discussions. Your grandfather knew about mulberry because his father taught him. But when your father went to agricultural school in 1975, the professors never mentioned it, so your father never taught you. And now, you are struggling with feed costs, fertilizer bills, and soil depletion, fighting problems your great-grandfather solved with a tree. They did not take mulberry from you by force. They took it by making sure you never learned it existed. It was not a conspiracy. It was just economics. Every institution naturally favored systems that generated recurring revenue. Mulberry did not fit, so it faded. Not through malice. Through indifference. Which is often more effective than a ban, because you can fight a ban. You cannot fight forgetting. But here's what they didn't count on. The system that erased mulberry is now collapsing under its own weight, and farmers like you are remembering what your great-grandfather knew. Look at what is happening right now in 2026. Feed costs are destroying livestock operations. Alfalfa that cost $180 per ton in 2010 is now $300 to $400. Protein supplements have doubled. Small dairy farmers are selling their herds because they cannot afford to feed them. And the feed companies are posting record profits every single year. Fertilizer prices are volatile and climbing. Nitrogen fertilizer is made from natural gas. When energy prices spike, your costs spike. When geopolitics shift, your costs spike. You have no control. Your soil is dying. Decades of extraction-based agriculture have left your topsoil depleted and lifeless. The system sold you chemicals to compensate, but chemicals do not rebuild soil. They do not restore what has been lost. You are stuck on a treadmill, running faster every year just to stay in place. And now, right now, farmers are saying enough. They are remembering. They are researching. They are planting mulberry again. Not because some university told them to, not because there is a subsidy, but because they are tired of being trapped by a system designed to extract wealth from their land and their labor. Mulberry fits what farmers are desperately seeking. Lower input costs. You are not buying feed every month. You are not financing fertilizer every spring. Your costs drop to nearly nothing after establishment. Fewer dependencies. You are not calling dealers. You are not checking commodity prices every morning with your stomach in knots. You are not praying the bank will approve your operating loan one more season. Long-term stability. Annual crops mean annual risk. One bad year can destroy you. Mulberry produces for a century. Bad weather. The tree survives. Market crash. You are still feeding your animals. Economic chaos. Your family still eats. This is what resilience actually looks like. Silver pasture systems are integrating mulberry into grazing operations. Livestock graze below, trees produce above. 1 acre does the work of three. Regenerative farmers are using mulberry to rebuild soil, provide habitat, create microclimates, while producing food and feed. They are healing land, the conventional system declared worn out. Small and mid-scale operations are finding what industrial agriculture cannot offer: diversity, resilience, independence. Is mulberry a silver bullet? No. It will not solve every problem. It will not replace every input. It will not work on every farm in every climate. But it is a strategic asset that the system deliberately hid from you. And the fact that it is returning, despite zero institutional support, despite being erased from education, despite getting no subsidies, tells you everything you need to know. Farmers do not need permission to survive. They need tools. Mulberry is one of those tools. Your great-grandfather planted it because it worked. The system erased it because it worked too well. And now you are rediscovering it because the system that replaced it is failing you. Here is the truth they do not want you to understand. Mulberry did not fail modern farming. Modern farming failed to make room for it, because modern farming was never designed to make you successful. It was designed to make you dependent. And every tree you plant is a step toward freedom. The knowledge is not lost. It is waiting. In old books, in old farms, in the memory of farmers who refused to forget. They took it from you once. Do not let them do it again. Don't forget to subscribe and leave your comments below. The next hidden archive will be revealed soon.